smooth. Sometimes following Jesus is a life that is not comfortable. And Jesus wanted him to understand that. Sometimes our wherever, which is how we are most of the time, is as good as long as Jesus is wherever, is the wherever we want to be. Do you get that? You know, sometimes our wherever is as good as long as Jesus is wherever, is the wherever we want to be. I mean, it's kind of like going out to eat, all right? You ask your spouse, honey, where do you want to eat? Oh, it doesn't matter. Wherever you want to eat, sweetie, I'll just eat. Well, I'm thinking about Mexican food today. Well, I suppose if you really want that, I guess, okay, well, what about Italian? Man, I just had Italian this week. And you know, if you're in the car with us, okay, there are four of us in our car, and we say, who wants to go eat? Who would like to go eat? And we all want to go eat. Where do you want to eat? All right? There's usually four different suggestions, all right? And we want to all pick where we want. I mean, when you're in Lubbock, guess where you get to eat in my family? Chewy's. You better believe it. Because that's wherever we want to eat, all right? I don't care wherever you want, because wherever I want is Chewy's, all right? And that's kind of us in Jesus. But saying yes to Jesus, unfortunately, maybe not unfortunately, that might not be the right word, means saying no to me. It means if Jesus says go here, I go there. If Jesus says I want you doing this, then I do this. You see, following him means denial of myself. And what Jesus wanted this disciple to know, that it's not always comfortable. It's not always easy to do the things that he wants us to do. Following not only means wherever, the following means now, if we keep reading in verse 59. He said to the other man, follow me. But he replied, Lord, first let me go and bury my father. Jesus said to him, let the dead bury their own dead, but you go and proclaim the kingdom of God. Most scholars will say that Jesus isn't being mean. Jesus isn't not allowing him to go and have a funeral. That maybe a lot of this is, let me go until my father passes on, and then I will follow you. There's a certain amount of time lapse that he wants to give before he follows God. And what Jesus tells him is that now is the time to do it. You let everything in the world come in between me. You cannot be my follower. And let us say this truth, that when we say Lord first after Jesus speaks, we're not serious about following Jesus. If Jesus tells me to do something, to follow him, and I say, but Lord first, then I'm not serious about following him. You see, tomorrow is not what Jesus meant when he's calling us to do something. Tomorrow or the next day is not what following is about. And these disciples understood that when they found Jesus, that he meant now. Following Jesus not only means wherever, not only means now, but following Jesus means commitment. Keep reading, verse 61. Still another said, I will follow you, Lord, but first let me go back and say goodbye to my family. Jesus replied, no one who puts his hand to the plow and looks back is fit for the kingdom of God. Seems harsh, right? Doesn't seem right. But what Jesus is calling his disciples to is total loyalty. How we look at following changes the whole body of believers. It changes everything we are. And Jesus has called us to a life of loyalty. Wherever he calls us, wherever he designs or whatever he designs for us to be and for us to do, he's called us to go there and to go to that place and to do this. And so whatever that is for you, or wherever that is for you, the elders and the ministers of this body will talk about things to do and some things for us and ways for us to follow Him. But truth be told, God has spoken to you in the wee hours of the night, or in your times of prayer and meditation. He's told you to follow Him. He's called for total loyalty. And how we look at following changes the whole body of believers. Because when you go wherever, it emboldens me to go wherever, right? When you do the things you've been called to do, it emboldens all of us to do the things that God has called us to do. God has not called us to a life of tomorrow. God has not called us to a life of waiting. God has not called us to a life of, well, God, I want to follow, but God, I didn't really want to go there. Doug and I were at a recent gathering in town of local ministers. And they spoke of a book that a gentleman went to be a missionary in a far-off third world country. And he packed all of his belongings, not in a suitcase, but he packed them literally in a coffin. Because he said he was going to die. And that's exactly what he did, and he was buried on the mission field. You see, God has not called us to a life of comfort. We get to thinking that we've got to have it just right. I mean, the air conditioner's got to be just right. Did you know, I've recently found out, that it is cooler on this side of the church building than it is on this side? I didn't know if you knew that. Did anybody ever grow up in pews that didn't have cushions? Maybe? Some? Yeah, there's some. I don't know how we ever worship the Lord in occasions like that. But God truly never called us to be comfortable in life. He wants us to follow Him. And with that are blessings. And with that are ways that will change our lives and change our family's lives. But God has called us to wherever. He has called us to now. And He has called us to commitment, to total loyalty. So what do we do? And where do we go? We grab the plow. That's what we do. You grab a hold of the plow that God has given to you. Maybe there's something God is calling you to do and you've been putting Him off. Maybe God has called you to be baptized into Him and He's waiting for you to come to Him. Today is that day. God didn't call you to tomorrow or to wait till next week or to wait till Granny Smith can come and watch it happen. He has called you to follow Him today. What does grabbing the plow mean to you today? Maybe there's a Bible study you need to have. Maybe you need to step up in your family and lead them how God has called you to lead them. Whatever that is, whatever that means to you today, we grab the plow. And so today, we're going to pray over you, and I'm going to offer a prayer to the Father on our behalf. And in this prayer time, I want to ask that we simply yield to God. And then we say, God, whatever you want, wherever you want, today I commit to you. And after the prayer, we're going to stand and we're going to sing. I'll meet you in the back if you need prayers, if you need to be baptized into Jesus Christ, if you need help learning about your commitment and how to keep your commitment in Christ. I want to meet you back there, and I'll pray over you. And we'll pray over you. The elders will be at the doors here in just a little bit at the end. Grab a hold of one of them. Grab a friend who you trust in the Lord and ask for prayers if you need them. But most of all, today, follow Him. Today and now. Father, may we above all follow you. Father, I pray that you search the hearts and minds of your children that gather here. I pray that you convict. Holy Spirit, I pray that you will open the eyes of those who need open. That you will help us to commit to you today, right now, wherever you want us to be. Father, will you bless us now? in this moment as we continue to worship you. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Let's stand and sing.